Hey guys, it's Andrew McKay, and as you can hear, my voice is just not functioning today. I had so wanted to do the show today. I actually thought maybe I could do it in the style of Bobby Kennedy Jr., but instead, you're going to get Bobby Rossi today. He's fantastic. Sorry for missing you on a Friday, and we'll see you soon. Have a Merry Christmas.
Interview that Andrew did, what, yesterday? The other day? So, who's the interview with? Never mind, just play it. We'll find out.
Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Every Thursday at this time, we connect with Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so yesterday we got the note that all of a sudden, all of the railroad crossings in Pensacola weren't working. Apparently, it was a power issue. So what happened and where are we at now?
Well, I'm not sure what caused the power failure in the downtown area, but something did. And when it did, the gate crossings at the railroad crossings, the gates went down. I don't know, and this is something that somebody from the railroad would have to answer. I just don't know. But if this is a safety thing that happens when the power fails, the gates automatically go down, because if the power fails, the train's still going to come through. And you can imagine what could happen if the gates don't go down when they're supposed to because of power fail.
Right.
And a train comes through. So I'm not sure how that happened and if that's a safety issue or not with the gates going down on their own during a power failure. But that's what happened. It lasted almost 4 hours, and now everything is back to normal.
Well, I'm assuming that the danger then is that when people get stuck at the railroad crossing, they look both ways and take matters into their own hands, unfortunately. Is that right?
Yeah, sometimes they do that, but we had police officers and cadets at most of these intersections yesterday while this was going on, mitigating that. So
okay.
We did have officers, yeah, because that is, again, it's a dangerous situation. We were in contact with the railroad about where trains were, and fortunately there were no further incidents.
And by mitigating, you mean you were letting people through when it was safe to let them through, or you were telling them do not go?
Both. Depended on the vehicle, depended on the amount of traffic, but we were down there getting them through when we could, and a lot of big trucks with wide loads, heavy loads were down there. We were having to reroute them so they could get to where they were going.
Oh, well, that's great. I mean, my first thought was, you know, well, PPD's probably just down there making sure people don't cross. And I'm like, well, no, they could be down there facilitating, and it sounds like that's what you did. So that's actually good police work. So, you know, well done. Red light cameras, January. I thought I heard DC say January. Is that right?
That's what we're hoping. We're waiting on electricity power to get to those cameras. And, that is the target date right now. But we will, we're at the mercy of other people and, the weather, and the holidays. So we'll let you know just as soon as those are hooked up and ready to go. And we want to reiterate that this will be for the first month, whether it starts on January 1 or January 15, there will be a 30-day grace period in there where no citations will be issued, but they will be at no cost. And it's also important to know once 30 days later, once these tickets are issued, that they are civil citations. There are no points on your license. Your insurance will not go up because of it. It's a simple $158 fine. Unless that is not paid, then it becomes different. I mean, then we issue a citation. We issue a Florida citation, which does put points, which does affect your insurance. So the best thing to do is either pay it if you're going to pay it, or contest it if you're going to contest it before we have to issue a state citation.
Very good. You also had a DUI incident. Is that right?
That was early this morning. And, you know, Andrew, every year we do a total blitz, not just me, but all law enforcement agencies, about drinking and driving in the holiday season. We don't want you to do it any time of year, but a lot of people tend to do it this time of year. And it happened last night. We had a individual that struck a tree on Scenic Highway or near Strong Street, where Cervantes turns into Scenic. The car flipped. There were two people inside that were trauma alerted to the hospital with serious injury. So, I don't know what else to do. Maybe we need to reflect the fire department and make a bulb red every time there's a DUI crash. I don't know what the answer is, but you know, you can bet the people involved in that crash wish that they had made another decision on how to get home last night. It's too late for them. But people that are listening right now that have never been involved in or had a DUI or been involved in a DUI crash, it's not too late for you. The important thing is to make a plan. You take an Uber, take a cab, do anything but drive. And that way you don't become one of these people that are hurt or killed or arrested.
You know, it's an interesting idea, the you know, kind of the wreath concept. I'm not sure exactly what you would do to not just be, you know, derivative of what the fire department is doing, but it's an interesting idea to keep the community aware of and think of it as a community problem instead of an individual incident kind of problem. So I actually kind of like that. We always like to end with a kind of a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me this week?
Sort of. I'm going to turn the tables on you today. I was asked a question. It was last week.
You're going to pull a Janice Gilley. Janice Gilley was the former county administrator. She would always ask me a question at the end of our interview, which I always thought was hilarious. Go ahead. All right.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I'm about to do. So the question was, and let me tell you what the question was, and then I'm going to tell you the answer that I gave, and then you correct me. The question was, why does the news media concentrate so much on crime and horrible things? And my answer was, it's simply because that's how the human brain works. They want to see what's going on with other people's tragedies and when they're getting arrested and things like that. And that's how clicks and ratings is what drives the media. That's how things work. If you were to take a newspaper stand, and I'm dating myself when I say that, let's go to a website. If you go to a news media website and you had a story on there that about Michael Jordan's new puppy, and then right under that you had another story about Michael Jordan's new puppy being stolen during an armed home invasion at his house, which one do you think is going to get clicked on the most? That's why they do it. It's because people drive this. It's not the news media, it's people. Now, right or wrong?
Generally right. You get the leaders you deserve. And you get the stories you care about. Because for example, let's imagine, you know, two completely hypothetical news organizations. News organization one, Channel 14, okay? Channel 14 runs crime and drama. And Channel 18, let's call them PBS. No, but, you know, Channel 18 runs, like, informational, you know, whatever, but they don't do the crime and drama. Guess one, which isn't going to be in business for very long. Yeah, that's basically it. Now,
exactly.
Now I think, okay, you know, Andrew McKay's own perspective is, you know me, I don't focus a lot on the lurid, the titillating, the, you know, I have you guys on to talk about these cases, and I have my news department, which is going to cover these stories, but you don't hear me talk a lot about those things because I actually think this is a problem with our news, is that we don't do enough real educating, real in-depth understanding of issues. You know, we do too much of the, well, it's what people want, instead of, well, what do people need? And, you know, it's a little bit too much of letting, this is going to sound like a terrible metaphor, but, you know, you don't let the six-year-old decide what the dinner menu is going to be. Sometimes you need to have a healthy meal. And so it's not enough to say, well, this is what people want. But yes, it's what captivates people. And in a capitalist environment where you survive as a news industry based on how much money you can make through advertisers, which means, you know, eyeballs and ears, then, yeah, that's basically right. Ratings flow from that. And you either better do the information really well or you better give them the crime and drama. Right? That's the right answer. Yeah, because that's what people want. No, you're basically right.
Yeah, can you imagine a world without the news media? And they're out there. A main reason, one of the reasons, is because to keep tabs on government. I mean, if you didn't have them looking out for you, looking out on what government's doing, and the police are a part of government, then who knows what could happen? So there's a legitimate reason. There is a need. You have to have them. And that's just all there is to it.
But if you just focus on the boring stuff, you know, even if it's good stuff,
exactly. Yeah.
People will not keep watching, or they will not keep listening. That's exactly the problem. Mike Wood is public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you for the time. Thanks for the good perspective. Merry Christmas, and I will I'll talk to you again in a little while. But as always, thank you so much for the time, sir.
Thank you, and I appreciate you letting me turn the tables.
Yeah, no, I like it. That doesn't bother me at all.
Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay as he has no voice right now. You know, he might have a voice in an hour and he'll pop in here and boot me out of the seat and everything will be back to normal. The train will be back on the rails. But in the meantime, we're going for a ride. We're going to get a quick break. We'll come back here and we'll cover some of the news stories that are hitting the news market today. This is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you need anything related to electrical, heating, air conditioning, or plumbing, you need to call Peden. They can take care of you. And Peden is one of those, like, it kind of makes sense that they would do all of these different things because they're all sort of similar, semi-complicated things that go on inside your house. And, you know, if you're going to service the AC, you might as well serve the plumbing and electrical. Like, all of that stuff kind of hangs together. And that's why they do all of that for 55 years, serving everybody along the Gulf Coast, everywhere from Panama City to Pensacola to Tallahassee, all the way to the east. On the west side, they expanded last year to Baldwin County. This year, they actually expanded all the way to Mobile County. So really, anywhere along the Gulf Coast, they can take care of you. Professional service, quality installation, the correct products done right the first time, and they stand by with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now, if you buy any in-stock air conditioning system or a generator, they'll knock $2,024 off of it. That's right. It was $1,000 back in August. So give it a couple months, wait and roll the dice and see. But if they've got an in-stock AC or generator that you need to buy, they'll knock $2,024 off of it until the end of the year. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on singlecare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to singlecare.com or download the free app today.
Hi, I'm Chad Pico with Affiliated Insurance. Are you missing out? 9 million people are now eligible for low-cost health insurance. For some, much lower. 4 out of 5 people pay $10 or less a month. Didn't qualify for assistance in the past year? You may now. Some people even qualify for plans as low as $0 a month. Why not you? Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We didn't know about a World Wide Web, was a whole different game being played. That's when I was a kid, wanna get down in a cool way, picture yourself on a beautiful day. Big bell bottoms and groovy long hair, just a walking in style with a portable CD player. No, you would listen to the music on the AM radio. Summer in the neighborhood, hanging out with nothing to do. Sometimes we go driving around in my sister's Pinto, cruising with the windows rolled down. We listen to the radio station. We were too damn pulled up by the 8-track tape. Wasn't any
good morning, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay right here on Pensacola Morning News. He called me yesterday afternoon, just, "Hey, Bobby!" I was like, uh-oh. It don't sound good.
No. And it didn't this morning either.
Yeah, and he's like, "Yeah, that's why I'm calling you. I don't know what I'm going to sound like tomorrow." I was like, "Oh, boy. All right. I'll be prepared. I'm going to bed at 7. And then it's funny because I got up at 8 at 4:30 just waiting.
Right.
4:44, 4:45. I'm like, "Oh, he must be okay." Because I told him, just only call me if you actually need me. Don't
right.
Call me, tell me you're going back in. Don't wake me up at 4 o'clock to tell me you're going. I'm fine. I'm going back in. And so I, but I went ahead and got up anyway. And then like 4:45, I'm like, well, he didn't call me, so I guess I'll head to bed.
Right.
And starting to go back to bed, and then he calls me. Yeah, man, go to work. I was like, okay, all righty then. Here we go. So, but you know how voices are sometimes. Like after you've been up for a couple hours, drink some honey lemon water or whatever.
Right.
Next thing you know, your voice is like, I sound like Bobby, and you're like, all right, come on back in then. So. We'll hold down the fort until then, and if he doesn't feel better, then that's fine. We'll hold it down either way. So, this commissioner's debating the Olaf property in summer. That's what they're starting to call on that property, the Olaf property. This is an interesting thing in that this thing has had like 5 different proposals over the past like 5 years, right? We're like, oh, it looks like this developer is going to come in. They're going to do a mixed use commercial and residential property, and then they're going to do this, and then you know, it doesn't get approved by the board of commissioners. Or there was one situation where the people, like the residents, you and me, actually were like, nope, we don't want that developer. If you remember, there was a starts with a D, then an R, and then a Horton. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, nope, we don't want them to be the developer. And people, like the citizens were like, no. And so I was like, okay, back to the drawing board. So then there was another proposal that was going to have a lot more jobs. It was going to be a lot more manufacturing type jobs. Mm-hmm. And so it was going to be manufacturing businesses and things like that. And and once again, a lot of the citizens said no on that one. They didn't want to see the Olaf property being all manufacturing and any kind of major. Because there was at one point, I think it was even a manufacturing factory that was being proposed for the area. So there's kind of this balance where, like, we obviously need more residential homes in the Pensacola area in order to help keep prices down.
Yeah.
And we just continue to have more and more people moving here. It's like, no, we're full now. Sorry. The people who know that this is paradise know now, and the rest of you, you're just too late. You're just going to have to go find a different paradise. So, but that's not how it works. People are still moving here like crazy, so we need more homes. But where people need homes, part of the traffic concerns that we've been having. So I have a confessional.
Uh-oh.
I do not drive in drive time, afternoon drive time.
I don't blame you.
I mean,
I don't either.
I just haven't. For eons, I was on the air during drive time, mm-hmm. covering, oh, there's an accident here, there's an accident there, right? So about a year ago, I stopped doing the show on a regular basis. I still fill in, but I stopped doing the show on a regular basis. So but then I still don't have a reason to, like, I'm not going to drive when everybody else is driving. I don't have a reason to do that. So I'm here at the station. I'll stay at the station till 7 or 8 o'clock at night before I have to go, or I leave early at 3. And you know, and
yeah.
So I've never driven drive time. Yesterday, I had to go cover the new neonatal ambulances at Ascension Sacred Hearts Children's Hospital. So I'm doing that. I'm over there, and that gets done at 5 o'clock.
Oh boy,
like 4:30 ish actually.
Right.
And so then I'm trying to leave Ascension Sacred Heart right in front of the University Mall. And I was like, how do you get out of here? The traffic was insane.
Yeah, it is around Cordova Mall this time of year.
Yeah, so I had to pull out the old New Yorker out of me. Like, hey, buddy, get the out of the road. You know, and I'm like flipping people off and said, I don't do that. But I was.
You need a dash cam. That would make for great video.
Yeah, it would have to be edited.
Well, of course.
For radio. But I was like, what the heck? And it took me over 45 minutes to get from the Children's Hospital here to the radio station, which is just on Davis and I-10. I mean, like, it took forever. I was like, where are all these cars come from? This is why I don't drive in afternoon drive. It was so bad. Anyway, back to Olaf 8 property. In summer! Olaf 8 property, the commissioners were trying to determine what they would do. There was a couple of different proposals and stuff, and I know that a lot of people are wanting to are hoping to just have houses. Well, that's not going to work to just have houses. Some others are hoping to have a lot of job opportunities. The best option is going to be the mix right in between them, right? Some of them jobs, some of them things. So there's three developers who pitched their plans. Each laid out why theirs would be the best choice for the 500 acres in Beulah. I do know that one of the proposals was trying to say, hey, we need at least 250 of the acres to be for jobs of some sort, you know, so manufacturing or just other kinds of businesses. And so I know that there was a big push like that. Now, they're not like they said that they could do it. As far as I saw, I didn't see anything. David's not listening to me. David, pay attention to me. David, do you know if the commissioners chose an actual plan last night?
Well, I was just going through the meeting, and I will have an answer for you in the next half hour.
All right, fine.
We'll wait then. I'm full of disappointment.
Pensacola Morning News, Andrew McCann, Bobby Ross.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Add Connecticut to the list of states where people claim mysterious drones are flying in the skies.
Wait, literally, there's one
right
above us.
This is weird.
And then there's one over there.
A woman in Connecticut posting her recording on X. Fox's Madeline Rivera says sightings are also popping up on the West Coast.
People say they spotted what looked like floating red orbs hovering over San Diego County and other parts of Southern California. Now, a spokesperson from Marine Corps Base Camp Pendleton is appearing to confirm there has been drone activity in the area, saying, "We are aware of the drones that are flying over Temecula. They are not associated and do not impact Camp Pendleton's training and operations."
Amazon will donate $1 million to President-elect Trump's inauguration fund. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. It is 40 degrees right now, partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. A second man has been arrested in relation to the triple homicide on West Jackson Street back in April. 29-year-old Delarian Black Jr. was booked into the Escambia County Jail yesterday on three charges of first-degree premeditated murder. Reports show Black Jr. was indicted by the state attorney's office in September on those charges. Another suspect, 23-year-old Torrance Sumler, was arrested earlier this year. Those suspects are accused of gunning down three victims in the Jackson Square parking lot. A Florida woman's accused of making a copycat threat following the UnitedHealthcare CEO's shooting in New York.
Given the nature of the threats, we would also be asking for GPS with house arrest conditions to protect the community.
Brianna Boston heard those words from Assistant State Attorney Matthew Hendry in court yesterday. She found out she'll be held in jail on a $100,000 bond. Lakeland police say that Boston placed a call to Blue Cross over denied insurance claims and said the word delay, deny, depose, you people are next. And that was a quote. The 42-year-old woman reportedly told detectives that healthcare companies deserved karma, but insisted that she did not own any firearms. Boston is charged with threatening to conduct a mass shooting or an act of terrorism. Well, there is a new scam circulating across the state, and it targets FPL customers. Somebody's posing as a Florida Power and Light worker and telling elderly customers their power's about to be turned off unless they pay up. FPL says they've received several calls about swindles targeting customers in Northwest Florida. They say if you get a call and believe it's a scam, you need to call law enforcement to report it. A great white shark tagged by the nonprofit research group OSearch surfaced in the Gulf of Mexico this week. According to the tracker, the 10-foot, 460-pound female shark pinged southwest of the Pensacola coastline. A ping means that the satellite tag in the shark's dorsal fin broke the water's surface long enough to transmit its location information.
The Great White is no stranger to the Gulf. It pinged several times in the waters between Panama City Beach and New Orleans from January 10th to January 27th before popping up again this last Tuesday. Police are searching for a suspect in a hit-and-run crash in downtown Pensacola. That happened earlier this month on Garden Street. Police say the suspect vehicle was traveling east when it ran the light at Tarragona and then hit a car. The vehicle then fled the scene. The driver of the other vehicle was not hurt in that crash. The suspect vehicle is a small, wider silver car, and it would have heavy front-end damage. If you have any information on the suspect, you should contact Pensacola Police, or you can call Crime Stoppers. 535, it is 40 degrees in Pensacola, 36 in Milton, 43 in Gulf Breeze. Our next news at 6 o'clock, and we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Now let's get a look at our pre-opening market report today.
I'm Jennifer Scorto with Your Money Now. Broadcom reported better than expected fourth quarter earnings and said artificial intelligence revenue for the year more than tripled. The chipmaker stock jumped after CEO Hock Tan said the company is developing custom AI chips with three large cloud customers. A record-breaking rally for coffee prices shows no sign of slowing down, with some warning it could take years for the world's most traded commodities to recover. Drought and high temperatures, alongside global reliance on supplies from relatively few regions, are the key drivers for the dramatic price rise, which is at a 50-year high. That's according to CNBC. The Securities and Exchange Commission has issued a settlement demand to Elon Musk, according to a social media post by the tech billionaire. The SEC has been investigating whether Musk committed security fraud in 2022 as he sold shares in Tesla and shorted up a stake in social network Twitter ahead of his leveraged buyout. Futures are slightly up as the Dow was down 234 yesterday. That's your money now.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. Trust your vehicle to the best auto service center in Pensacola, Bobby Likas Auto Service. For years, you've relied on Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway for maintenance and repairs, and now you have a choice. Keep taking your vehicle to the Davis Highway shop or go to their new location on Pensacola Boulevard. That's right, Bobby Likas Auto Service now has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. So keep your vehicles running smooth with their maintenance service program, and when your car or truck needs repairs, big or small, bring it to either location. Engine repairs, brake work, transmissions, air conditioning, power steering, and more. They can take care of it. Keep your vehicle on the road with the help of Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and also on Pensacola Boulevard. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Next time,
Jim's Firearms.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Andrew McKay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If Andrew's feeling better, he'll come in here and give me the hook. And if he's not, then you have to deal with me all day. So there, did you see, do you have Apple TV Plus?
Oh, yes, I do.
First of all, Apple TV Plus, I mean, look, I don't get paid for this. I'm just going to say it how it is.
Okay.
They have the best programming.
They do.
Of all the streaming stuff.
They do.
Anything I've seen, I don't care if it's a movie, a documentary, or a TV series, I'm just like, why is this one good too?
Exactly.
And even if it's a show that I may not necessarily like there was one that's called Blackbird, which is a docu-series. It wasn't a docu-series. It was a mini-series based on a true story of a serial killer.
Right.
And how this one guy goes into prison in order to basically be a rat. In order to commute his time, he has to go in and try to get a confession out of the serial killer. And it made me uncomfortable. And, you know,
right.
It's not really something I felt. I was like, oh, I can't wait to watch that again. You know, it was like, eh. It's not my thing.
Right.
But it still was like, that was so freaking good.
Yes.
Everything they do is so good. Well, one of the documentaries they have is Beastie Boys documentary. Have you seen that?
I've only seen half of it, but
so good.
I need to finish it. Yeah.
So good.
It is.
Yeah. So you just play the Beastie Boys there, and I was just like, it gave me a whole different perspective of the Beastie Boys.
Right.
Basically, from the get-go, when they basically were like, yeah, we made our, you know, the big album. I can't remember what it's called now. License to Ill.
Yep.
We made License to Ill as a joke, as we're making fun of frat boys.
Right.
We were making fun of, you know, yeah, this stuff.
I know. It's like, whoa, wait a second.
They're like, we did that tongue-in-cheek. We did that sarcastically, and it put us to next level, you know, fame. You did an album sarcastically?
Right.
And hit it big? Like, it was crazy.
I wish I had that luck.
Also, yeah, exactly. It's like, I've been doing a radio show sarcastic. No, just kidding. So the thing that was crazy about it, too, is like, I'm watching it, I'm like, who's that guy? Who's that person?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they look so old? And then I go look in the mirror. I'm like, oh, what happened? Where did the years go? Oh, you vey. Hey, I was just thinking how cold it was here yesterday.
Right.
Like, I'm still bundled up from yesterday's cold.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. I was not happy yesterday morning. And but now I'm looking at the TV and showing all this lake effect snow in upstate New York area. I lived in Rochester, New York for a while. And Rochester, New York, I would live there when I went to bed one night at 9 o'clock at night and it just started a snow flurry. No snow on the ground, just started a snow flurry. Had to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to the gym, and because I was a personal fitness trainer at the time. And so I get up 5 o'clock in the morning, go leave my apartment, and it was just a wall. A wall of snow.
Wow.
Overnight.
Wow.
And I was just like, what the heck is this? And I just thought maybe it was a snowdrift, so I thought I'd just knock it down.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit of a snowdrift, but the snow was 4 feet high. And so I was like, are you kidding me with this? So I was like, well, I ain't going to the gym. And it ended up being a state of emergency and having to stay. Like, for a week, it took them a week to clear the roads and everything. And in fact, if you were out, they would give you a ticket for being out.
Really?
Yeah, public is like public disturbance or public nuisance. I don't know. They have some sort of thing, like, because you're creating a situation where rescue personnel might have to go out and risk their life to save you from your stuck car because you broke the state of emergency situation, whatever. It was nuts. But that was my last winter in New York.
I bet.
Yeah, forget this. I ain't doing this. I was like, you guys do know that there's sunshine in other places, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's still going to be cold today. It's 42 degrees here in the Pensacola area, but it is supposed to warm up a little bit more today, getting closer to 60. And then tomorrow, it's actually supposed to be a little bit nicer, which is right in time for the parades.
Right in time.
Right in time for the parades. So we'll be at the parades tomorrow. I rambled, so I didn't cover the story I was wanting to cover. Duke accuser. Have you seen this story here, John?
No, I haven't.
So, do you remember the Duke lacrosse team? They were accused of being, there was a girl accused them of raping her.
Oh, yes. I remember that story.
In 2006. Horrible, horrible story. Well, then as it came out, you know, investigations and everything like this, they found them to be innocent. And so the Duke lacrosse team felt, you know, vindicated and everything like this. But geez, in the meantime, their lives were destroyed. They had, you know, their lives were threatened often and things like that. Well, I thought something had come out a while ago that she admitted that she had made it up. But apparently she never did. It was just the Duke lacrosse players kept saying she made it up. And then when they were, you know, held on trial, they basically the jury said, we feel like she made this up. She's now come out and said, yes, she did make it up.
So she did.
She made it. Yeah, she's confessed. She says, here's her quote. I testified falsely against them by saying that they raped me when they didn't, and that was wrong. And I betrayed the trust of a lot of people who believed in me. I made up a story that wasn't true because I wanted validation from people.
Okay.
Apparently, she's now serving a prison sentence right now for murdering her boyfriend. Yeah.
Boy, that took a weird turn.
Yep.
That sure did.
Oh, my goodness gracious, Greg. Balls of fire. So she was found. I'm sorry. So when they were found innocent of rape, she was not prosecuted for perjury due to questions about her mental health at the time, which obviously she's crazy. Cray. Killed her boyfriend. According to the former North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper, she may have actually believed the many different stories that she had been telling. Like she convinced herself that they were true, is what he's saying. Now she cannot be prosecuted for perjury because statute of limitations.
Oh, how convenient.
Yeah.
I think she knew that.
Yeah, I think she's a little smarter than what people think.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, I totally agree on that one.
Yeah, so there's that whole ordeal. In the meantime, President Biden commuting more people, you know, a little bit of controversy with his commuting his sons.
Yeah, let's just go back 11 years. No problem. Hey, whatever you did, don't worry about it.
Yeah, that was he pardoned Hunter and commuted the sentence for 1,500 others. It's actually the biggest single day of clemency ever.
Wow.
So, yeah, Biden, he's like Santa Claus. So
it is.
The commutations announced Thursday are for people who have served out home confinement sentences for at least 1 year after they were released. Prisons were uniquely bad for spreading the virus, and some inmates were released in part to stop the spread. At one point, 1 in 5 prisoners had COVID. Yeah, I remember that was going on. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
It was bad. And so they let a lot of them out in home confinement. And so many of them have been in home confinement for well over a year, a couple of years. And so he's like, you know what? Let's commute them. So they got their sentences commuted that way. So
now, does that stay on their record?
Commuted sentence means you still have a record.
Oh, okay.
Pardon is your record's gone.
Okay.
Commuted is you still have a record, but we just shortened your sentence.
Okay.
So you've technically completed your sentencing now, even though if it was a 20-year sentence and you only did 5 years and I commuted it, now it looks like your sentence was just 5 years and you served your whole 5 years. Those pardoned Thursday range in age from 36 years old to 75 years old.
Wow.
About half are men, half are women. And they had been convicted of nonviolent crimes such as drug offenses, fraud, or theft, and turned their lives around, White House lawyers said. Now, they include a woman who led emergency response teams during natural disasters, a church deacon who worked as an addiction counselor and a youth counselor, and a doctoral student in molecular biosciences, and a decorated military veteran. Those are some of the commutations that occurred. So pretty interesting right there.
Interesting.
When we're going to get a quick break. We'll come back here. Have you heard of co-housing?
No.
Co-housing, not cohabitation. Co-housing. I'll tell you what co-housing is. It's starting to become a more popular thing. And we're probably going to start studying a lot of that around here in Pensacola area. So stick around for that next right here on Pensacola Right Now with Andrew McKay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're sharing more than ever before during the 2024 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $250 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $175,000 to help fight breast cancer in Pensacola. Get a great vehicle and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation for new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Deck your halls with windows and doors from New South. We keep your home comfy and cozy and can save you hundreds a year on energy bills. Plus, every product we make and install is guaranteed for life. It's another reason to be jolly all year long. Now, through December 31st, you have one more reason to celebrate. Buy two New South windows and doors and get one free. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to get a quote.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Do you believe in Santa Claus, Tommy?
Sure I do.
This is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a super Happy New Year.
This is Diana Quigley, Marketing and Digital Consultant, and I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Christmas is still Christmas.
Oh, Christmas isn't just a day. It's a frame of mind.
Hi, I'm Morgan, the Promotion Assistant, wishing you a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a Happy New Year.
Ho, ho, ho.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered in oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell those right. Shrimp, hey there.
Gotta love old Jimmy Buffett. Sound good. Wait, bring it back over. Let's hear the chorus.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
Where are you, John?
Oh, okay.
This isn't a solo.
Searching for my lost sugar salt.
Salt.
Yeah.
Salt.
Exactly. Yeah.
Some people claim that there's a woman to blame. But I know it's my own dang fault.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Yeah, obviously I'm not Andrew. This is Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay. Andrew kind of lost his voice a little bit, so I'm here. I'm Bobby Rossi. This is Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming to the beginning, or coming up next hour, we've got another, the last part of Andrew's interviews that he's been doing with Lakeview Center. And so this will be with Dr. David Josephs. That'll be at 6:38-ish, 6:35, 6:30. Just get in at 6:35 so you're all prepared and ready and to go and stuff. So, and then also going to talk a little bit about pay to play next hour as well. Co-housing. Have you heard of the term co-housing?
I have not.
So I actually learned a new term recently. A friend of mine, I was talking to her, and she kept saying her last boyfriend. She just kept saying this last situationship I was in. And I was like, what the
situation?
I finally just like she kept saying situationship, situationship. Yeah, I was in a situationship. And the situationship went like this, and the situation, and I was like, what the heck is this situation? I finally got the courage to just go, I don't know what that is. And and like I tried to Google it,
right,
and I still didn't quite understand it. And so I can't live in today's society. I'm too confused. There's too many new things with relationships.
That don't make sense.
That don't make any sense to me.
Right.
And so I'm like, I'm trying to figure these things out. And today's society just got me all kinds of flabbergasted. And so now there's this new situationship. Interestingly enough, it's in the news now of what a situationship is. So Gen Z, by the way, this person I was talking to is not Gen Z. She's Gen X. So stop talking like a Gen Z-er. You're confusing the heck out of me.
Yeah.
All right. So Gen Z is the one that apparently came up with this situationship thing. Who is this dude? Rowan, I don't know. This is some person, some health expert or whatever. Describes a textbook situationship, an increasingly popular term used to describe any unlabeled, undefined romantic relationship. Unlabeled, undefined romantic relationship.
So would that just be friends?
But the romantic relationship, though.
Well, friends with benefits.
Friends with benefits!
Yeah!
See? Gen X right there! That I understand!
I understand it, too!
That I understand! So Gen Z is like, we've come up with a new terminology. We've come up with a new description for relationships. Like, we already had that. It's called friends with benefits. Oy vey. While some use the term neutrally, I most often hear it used to describe something more inherently negative, a distinct mismatch in which one member of the casual entanglement is content with the arrangement while the other one yearns for commitment in a labeled relationship. It's basically friends with benefits still, because even in friends with benefits situation, there's always one person who's like, can't we be more? And the other one's like, no, I kind of like the way we just have, you know, every now and then get a little booty call. What's up? What? Am I allowed to say that on the radio? Hello?
Well.
It is 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock hour. I can stay in the 5 o'clock
all
hour.
Right. You got a couple more minutes.
I got a couple more minutes of getting away with that kind of nonsense. All right, so the other term, co-housing. So this is because of housing prices being so expensive, people are looking at co-housing situations now. So not cohabitating where it's a romantic partner that you're like, we're not going to get married. We're just going to move in together. This is just, didn't we just call this roommates?
That's what I thought. That's what I was about to say. I was like, I think that's roommates, but.
Why do we keep coming with these new terms? We already have them. Friends with benefits. Now we got roommates. So this is a roommate situation, according to health experts. But here's what's interesting, though. It's not just roommates, because you're actually seeing families moving into the same house and splitting the house together now because they can't afford their own home. So families are moving. I actually have seen this, particularly like couples with young kids in their 20s. Mm-hmm. One couple live downstairs. One couple lives upstairs. Now they share the kitchen, right? But it's like the upstairs rooms and the bathrooms, that's yours. Downstairs rooms and bathroom, that's yours. And so it'll be a little bit bigger of a house, but still, that's how they're handling it. That's
interesting.
Yeah, I've seen it more and more because housing is so expensive. They want to have a house. That's how they do it. Here's a example in Oregon. This couple says that actually moving in and cohousing with another family has actually been good for both their mental health and for their entire family. There are trade-offs in living in close proximity like that with others. They share chores around the house. There's a financial arrangement that they work out with. You're splitting certain types of bills and stuff like that. So, it's kind of an interesting dynamic that we're getting that shows a major shift in independence due to the financial restrictions we have with high inflation and things like that. So, something else to consider. All right, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay right here on Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.